Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Many of us have seen the news stories about high school kids having to go to town and sit in a McDonald's parking lot to do their school assignments because of insufficient rural internet access. More of these stories are popping up amid the COVID-19 pandemic as schooling goes from in-classroom to online. We in agriculture have known about the lack of high-speed internet access in rural America for a long time. We've been sounding the alarm that the so-called digital divide between rural and urban areas was a serious problem that must be solved. Now, the rubber is meeting the road, as they say, literally, as rural families go out in search of broadband just when we're being asked to stay home to beat coronavirus. If there are any silver linings to the challenges we face right now, it may be the increased awareness of the need to increase broadband access in rural America. That attention is leading to solutions. USDA is providing millions of dollars through the ReConnect pilot program to deploy wireless broadband in rural areas. Just this week, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a $3.3 million investment in South Dakota, the first of many to come as the department reviews nearly 200 applications for funding. This won't solve the problem overnight, but we're making progress. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota and Representative Don Young of Alaska last week introduced Farm Bureau-supported legislation to increase a federal program's ability to help with broadband bailout. The Universal Broadband Act would modernize the Federal Communications Commission's Universal Service Fund so it can play a bigger role in closing the digital divide. We greatly appreciate the sponsors and co-sponsors' efforts in introducing and supporting this bill. Another bill, the E-Bridge Act, introduced by Representative Sam Graves of Missouri, would ensure that rural communities could use Economic Development Administration grants to help pay for expanding broadband access. The American Farm Bureau also supports this bill. Finally, Farm Bureau is working to include funding for rural broadband in the next COVID-19 relief package now being crafted and debated in Congress. The need for broadband connectivity has been both exacerbated and made more apparent due to efforts to adapt to the current health crisis. So it makes sense for the next COVID-19 response and relief bill to make investments in rural broadband. There have been several heartwarming stories about ways people are staying connected in a time of social distancing, from virtual proms and graduations to family Zoom calls. And there are more critical needs, such as telemedicine appointments, that can replace some in-person medical care during this time if patients can get online. Broadband was already a necessity of modern life. Now, because of coronavirus, it's more important than ever. The Agriculture Department approved $1.2 billion in contracts for the Farmers to Families Food Box program, designed to connect excess meat, dairy, and produce on farms with families facing food insecurity. The funding far exceeds the $100 million per month the department initially planned for the program due to high interest and need. The program will purchase $461 million in fresh fruits and vegetables, $317 million in dairy, and $258 million in meat, and $175 million in a combination box of fresh produce, dairy, or meat products. AFBF and Feeding America, the country's largest hunger relief organization, sent a letter to the USDA requesting a nimble approach to quickly and effectively get food from America's farms to the nation's food banks and others addressing food insecurity. Year to year, farm bankruptcies increased 23% according to recently released data from U.S. courts. An AFBF Market Intel report shows a total of 627 filings during the 12-month period ending March 2020, marking five consecutive years of Chapter 12 bankruptcy increases, including an accelerated rate since January. Wisconsin was the hardest hit with 78 filings in the 12-month period, followed by Nebraska with 41 Chapter 12 filings and Iowa at 37. More than 50% of the Chapter 12 filings were in the 13-state Midwest region, followed by 19% in the Southeast. AFBF, in partnership with Farm Credit, has opened online applications for the 2021 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. This national business competition showcases U.S. startup companies that are addressing challenges faced by America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Farm Bureau will award a total of $145,000 in startup funds. Launched in 2015 as the first national competition focused exclusively on rural entrepreneurs, the challenge continues to identify the next ag entrepreneurs to watch and supports innovation essential to Farm Bureau member businesses and communities. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said that in light of the impacts Farm Bureau members are experiencing from COVID-19, solutions from entrepreneurs are needed more than ever to help farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. He added that we're very interested to see how entrepreneurs will use startup funds provided by the challenge to help support farms and ranchers and grow the rural economy. Applications are due July 31st, and learn more at fb.org/challenge. The self-distancing and quarantine protocols put in place to slow the spread of COVID-19 have reduced economic growth, shuttered consumers in their homes, and changed the way Americans purchase and consume food. Food production, too, has been significantly disrupted, especially at livestock processing facilities, where labor shortages and worker protection measures are slowing output at plants around the country and even causing some facilities to shut down. In late April, President Trump signed an executive order designating these companies as critical infrastructure and instructing them to remain open when possible, abiding by CDC guidelines to protect workers. At the same time, considerably fewer cattle and hogs are being processed, wholesale meat prices are rising, and the gap between the value of meat products and the prices that producers receive for their livestock is growing. That widening gap caught the attention of President Trump, who recently voiced his concerns about the situation. President Trump asked the Department of Justice to investigate whether or not meat processing companies participated in price fixing after attorneys general from 11 states issued a letter urging that action. Vital to the overall food system, ethanol is far more than a homegrown fuel source for cars. Almost a third of the nation's corn crop is used to make ethanol, and its byproducts, like the distillers' grains livestock producers feed to their cattle and the CO2 manufacturers use to make food and beverages. Unfortunately, ethanol production has nearly ground to a halt as COVID-19 precautions, coupled with stay-at-home orders, have slashed fuel consumption and restaurant dining, and with it, ethanol use. America's rural transportation system is in need of repairs and modernization to support economic growth and improve traffic safety in the nation's heartland. But the U.S. faces a $211 billion backlog in funding for needed repairs and improvements. This is according to a new report released by TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit. The report finds that the nation's rural transportation system is in need of immediate improvements to address deficient roads and bridges, high crash rates, and inadequate connectivity and capacity. The importance of the rural transportation system as the backbone of the nation's energy, food, and fiber supply chain has been heightened during the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And finally, last week, USDA released import and export trade data for March 2020, an important new piece of information in understanding the impact of the COVID-19 outbreak. While the first stay-at-home orders didn't begin until mid-March, concerns about the virus began several weeks before, impacting businesses and consumer purchasing behavior nearly the entire month of March. While we have been able to fairly immediately measure some domestic impacts, like those on the stock market, unemployment and store closings to name a few, the effect on international trade has been a bit harder to gauge because that data is on a 2-month time delay. However, this new data helps bring the trade picture into focus. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.